from Beis HaMenalev, Tana Rabbanan. It's about six lines before the end of the narrow lines, about 14 lines up from the bottom. Tana Rabbanan, Ha'isha Shomer Eishas Ish Ani, V'chazav Omer Penuya Ani. So the case of the Mishnah was that she said, Eishas Ish Hayisi Ugrushani. Here she's saying she was married. She says, no, she's single. So that obviously that's contradictory. The Bryce and the Menis, she's believed. So Mora says, how could that be? Even though a woman would have no full nemonis to be believed that she's married, because you need to wait in for that. But vis-a-vis herself, we have a concept in Shas called Shavi L'Nafsha Chetichat Isur. She made herself into a status of Isur. She's obligated to act upon the statement that she said. If she believed that she's married, she can't be with any other man. She can't marry another man. So how could she continue? How could she proceed now to go and have relations with somebody else based on what she said? So Omer Rabba Bar Rav Huna Kegun Shenosla Amasla Lizavoreha. She gave an explanation that there was a reason why she said Ishus Isha. You see, I was just saying it because I needed to say that for some reason, but it's not true now. I no longer need it. Tanya Nami Halchi, and we have a brisa which actually adds in this concept of a masla. Amra Eishes Ish Ani, because of Amra Penuya Ani, Ein Nemenis. So this brisa says she's not believed, but we nasta a masla l'dabura Nemenis. If she can give an explanation, an excuse why she said that, she would be believed, and she'd be mutter. For example, the brisa brings an example. Ma'isa Nami Beisha Achas Gedoyla. A woman who was from a Gedoyla, meaning a Chash of a family. She's a Gedoyla, but no, she's also very beautiful. Multiple people were coming to try and marry her. She said, I'm married already. The Yamim, Om the Bekijas Atzma. Then eventually she got married. Amrla Chachamim Amaris Lasus Kane. What allowed you to, literally, what did you see? I mean, what was your thought process to do what you're doing? Amrla Hem. So she said the Chacham Bitchila b'Shabo Alay Anoshim Shenim Mehugadim. People came which were not fitting. Amarti Mekudeshes Anish. I just needed to give up with them. Instead of arguing with them, they fit or not fitting. She said, you know what? I'm married already. She got them off her back. Asher Shabo Alay Anoshim Mehugadim. Now I met somebody who was proper. Amarti Mekudeshes Zatzim. I married myself off. And so that's considered valid. So Bazu Halacha Hela Rav Acha Sar Habira Lifnei Chachamim Beusha V'Amru Im Nasa Amasa Dabrao Nemenis. So this Halacha question, which Rav Acha, who was known as Sar Habira, he was the person in charge of the capital. He probably had some type of a position taking care of Yerushalayim when it stood. In front of the Chachamim in the city of Usha. Usha was, when the Sanhedrin, 40 years before the destruction of Bais Sheni, Sanhedrin moved away from Yerushalayim. And they moved to a city of Usha. They went to different cities, but along the way, they stopped in the city of Usha. So they're now in the city of Usha. And he told them this scenario, and the Chacham said we see that as a valid explanation, excuse for what she did, and therefore she is believed. And there's no problem with Shavi at Lenafsha Chaticha the Yisura. It seems to be what you read from the Gemara, that had she not been believed, even if she believed, in other words, let's say this scenario was true, that she was lying the first time, she just wanted to get the people out of her hair, and now she wants to proceed. So really, what's the issue over here? So we don't believe her. So what will we do? We the best. This halacha is a halacha. It's not a binding halacha on anybody else in Klai Yisrael except for her, right? Because Eish Zish needs two Eidim, so she cannot create a status of Eish Zish without two Eidim. But she's come along and saying that vis-a-vis herself, she said that she's married, so she has a chiyuv to live based on what she believes. Well, she doesn't believe it either. So then, we believe her that she has an excuse, and therefore, and if we wouldn't, what's the issue that Bezdin has to deal with? So apparently, this Dinah Shavu Nachasich Lisura, Bezdin would actually force her to live up to that statement. So it's not just, I said something, I have to live with it. It's you said something, and we're going to make you live up to it. So the Ksais brings. That Shavu'ah Shechticha Yisura is a level of nemunus. It's not just just act like that, but rather it's a level of halachic nemunus that vis-a-vis oneself, one halachically is believed, even though you cannot create this nemunus vis-a-vis anybody else because you need edus. Vis-a-vis oneself, the same way Hudas Baldin Kim Eidin Dami. The person walks in and admits that he owes the money, he's now mechuyev to pay, and Bezdin can act upon that. That's a level of nemunus. The person is believed to say that. So the says that Shabbat Shechil Lissur is the same level of nemunus as a Hidos Belin Kamedim Tami. You admit something, you have to. In financial matters, the person, I owe somebody in front, admits in a situation where he can't say he's joking around. And the more actually has such an idea. Then he says it not in front of Adam and not in front of the Bezdin. I owe you $1,000. Yeah. So okay, takes him to the court. He says, "I was just joking." He's believed. He has to say it under circumstances where we believe that he was saying it seriously. Okay, so but once we say I believe, he's saying it seriously. So it's binding upon him. Bezdin can act. It's actionable in Bezdin. Bezdin can force him to pay. So. Similarly, the Ksoi says, Shabbat Nafshe Chadisur, you see from this Gemara, is something which is actionable. Bezdin will force the woman to act as an Eshazish vis-a-vis herself, except she gave an excuse. Okay, good, she gave an excuse. We have a reason to believe it. So it's a reason. It's a plausible explanation. We'll accept that. Boy Mine Shmuel Mirav. Shmuel asked Rav, his colleague, the following question. Amar Tameyani, a woman says to her husband that I'm a Nida. V'chazav Amar Taharani, then she says I'm not a Nida anymore. She's Tahara. And it wasn't a time lapse that would allow her to say that she went that she had purified herself and went to the mikvah. Mahu. Amrlei, so Rav said back to Shmuel, Af Bezoi, in this case as well, Im Nosno Maslo, the Boreha, is Nemenis. I should give an explanation why she said that. She'd be believed. So the Mor says, Tanamine Arboyim Zimnin. So Shmuel repeated this lesson 40 times. He wanted to get it clear. He had this scenario which happened with him, and he was not comfortable relying on it and allowing himself to have relations with his wife. It's like Rashi. Rashi actually starts on the top of the page. It belongs to Aman Aleph. We did all the Rashi's in Aman Aleph. So what's the word Amasla? Is Moshel. It's a parable. The time and a reason Lama Amra Tchila Mekadesh Asani. She can explain why she said Mekadesh Asani. In Nosla Masla, the Rav Nemenis. Halba Nosla Masla Nemenis. Since she gave an explanation, that's accepted. Amra Tamani, Amra Labala Nidani. She says to her husband, I'm a Nidan. She said, Tarani, Lo Isi Nidai, wasn't the Nidan. His wife said to him, Timeyani. And then she said, no, to her, even us, Masa the Rav, she gave an explanation. Until the Pirush Amena, Achatabla, he did not have relations with her until she went to she did the full process of going to the mikvah.
Sense that she's required to say the excuse within, like we normally say with eight, because it's not an eight. Is she not looked at as an eight? So does she have to say toch kedei dibor or
no? There's no time. Time
left. Come back a week later and just say, you know, I was just
yeah. Kidding. I mean, assuming that you know it's something that's plausible. You know. There's no time limit to when she can say it, as long as it would make sense in the context. The Tosfos brings the on this case of Mar Shmuel, a story from the Yerushalmi has the story a little more bariches. What was her master? He had wanted to have relations with her, and she said, "I'm Anita." Next day, she says, "I'm Tahara." He says, "You said last night you needed." I didn't feel I had strength to have Bia. Instead of saying I'm not up to it. She said, I'm Anita, so that was her way of. And that's what Shmuel asked Rav what the law is. And Rav said that it's a valid excuse. And he was saying, you know, that's true. I'm not arguing the concept. I'm just worried, I don't know, that, you know, the more says, if the person just as equally could have said the other point, and they chose to say this, you say, what's so it's not a good excuse anymore. If she could have comfortably have said in their marriage, he felt that she could have comfortably said, I'm not up to it. So she says, Anita, it's something strange. So he doesn't feel that was a valid amasla. But if in a situation where that would be plausible, it would be easier for her to say that, so then it's plausible. Tanarabana. So the Gemara, the beginning of the third line. Shnayim Amrim Mace. Mishnayim Amrim Loy Mace. We have two Adam would say that the husband has died. Or two Adam would say the husband has. And two other Adam say the husband is still alive. That those circumstances that they're describing of death, that's not true. Shnayim Amrim Nisgarsha. Mishnayim Amrim Loy Nisgarsha. Or two Adam. Say that she's divorced. Two Adam say that other two other Adam say no, that's not true. The Gerishim was not a Gerishim. Hareza lo tinose, so she can't get married. Trey, she has no right to get married. In this case, if she did get married, lo seitse, she doesn't have. She can stay with the person that she got married to, and the Mor is going to challenge that. It's a suffix to rice. How could he stay with the? How could she stay with her husband? Rabbi Menachem Bar Yossi, the new husband. Rabbi Menachem Bar Yossi or Mertetze. No, that she cannot stay in those circumstances. She has to get divorced. She has to leave that second husband. Amar Rabbi Menachem Bar Yossi, Amos Ani or Mertetze. But even I would say that she has to. It depends. Two Adam say she's divorced. She starts making arrangements to get remarried. And then two other Adam come and say, no, there was no get. It's not true. Or the husband died. Two Adam say, no, the husband didn't die. then she can't get married. If she gets married, she has to leave her second husband. But when this says, even I agree that if she already got married to Adam Kaman that said that she got divorced, to Adam Kaman said her husband died, and she processed the whole process, she gets married, and then later on, you know, 6 months later, to Adam Kaman said, you know, that story is not true. So let's say it says she could stay with her second husband. So there I agree with the Chachamim that Lo Yiseitze. The verse says, I don't get this whole thing. Both in the Chachamim and in Rav Rabbi Yossi, how can she stay with her husband? Michti, Treyu, Treyninu. It's a case of two Adam saying one way, two Adam saying the other way. Abola, B'Oshem Tolikoi. So if a person had a beer with her, each beer would be Chai of a separate Oshem Tolik. Because there's Safik Deraisa. So how in the world could you say that she stays married? The answer is there's one man, there's two men in the world, which either one of them is allowed to marry her. Ashan Tolu is because of a doubt. If Reuben and Shimon have testified that she's mutter to remarry, they act as Adam and Beth. They're saying we have no doubt. We know confidently. So Bezdin cannot intervene in this situation and say, you can't marry her because maybe the other Adam are saying the truth. So Bezdin couldn't intervene that you cannot marry her. Bezdin cannot intervene if he married her already, that he could force him to lose his wife. But he says he's totally confident that this woman is mutter to him. Because he said, I know, I saw the husband die. Now, if we would accept one aid, so then if he couldn't marry her because there's a Negia issue. Maybe the reason why he said the testimony because he wants to marry her. We'd assume that the assumption in the law is that they're not going to, one's not going to lie to cover for the other one. So two Adam said that the husband died. You're not afraid that maybe really the plan was really it's a lie. And Reuben wants to marry her. And he convinced Shimon to come and testify for him. He's not going to testify falsely in Bezdin just to allow Reuben to not worry about that possibility. So this is Lechem Eidea, so he's allowed to stay with her. And Mor says that's very nice for him, but he Gufa Boshem Tolika, but she Kaimo, excuse me. She's still Chayav Noshem Tolika, she's still a Suffolk. She doesn't know, she wasn't there. So how could she stay married? She be Chayav for each Bia, she be Chayav a Korban. Bemeris Borali, the woman saying, I have no doubt. I believe that my husband, I know he's divorced. I mean, Niskarsha, I know he's divorced, or I know my husband died. I can't prove it to you. I can't bring you another Adam, but I can't get rid of these Adam we're saying it's not true. But I know that there's no doubt. So, as much as best will be Mechaiva person because of the suffix, etc. But a person says, I have no doubt about it. I don't have a way, a halakhically valid way, to spread my knowledge to anybody else, but I believe without any doubt that this is true. Bezdin can't force her to leave her husband. So the Tanakhama says that Lo Zeitze, Racham Rav Yossi says, depends. If she hasn't married yet, and we tell her not to marry, and then she gets married, we're saying, sorry, ma'am, you can't stay. You told you not to do this. Because even this, we're not going to allow them to do with the Chachila. But if she married already, and then the other pair of Adam came. So she married Beheter. If she's able to say confidently that there's no problem, we can't force her or him to get divorced. Okay. Elmer Birchanan. Shnaim Amrim Meis, Shnaim Amrim Loi Meis. Herezu Loi Senosei, Vim Nises Loi Seitzei. So, and again, the case would have to be that in this is Lotetze, she's marrying one of her Adim, but she's staying boredly. Shamar Niskarsha, Shamar Melon Niskarsha, Herezu Lotetze, she can't get married. If he misses, Tetze. In this scenario of Gerishin, she can't stay with a second husband. even if she got married, or even if she married the second husband already. So you said in the case of that they're testifying about the husband dying, if she married, she can stay. In the case of testifying about getting about a get, even if they got if she got married, she cannot stay. So Maishra Reishna, Maishra Seifa. I don't see the difference between the case of the first case and the second case, with the case of Misa and the case of Gerishin. Okay. Now Rabbaya. Tirgam HaBeit Echad. The case of the Reishna was a case of one, it was 1 8 against 1 8. Wasn't 2 8, it was one against one. Okay. Erecha Ramamais. When Erecha comes to testify that the husband has died, so we had that with Nirvamis a long discussion. He knew Rabbanan Kibetre. The Chaman gave him the manas, the Erecha and the manas, that the husband has died. With the equivalent of 2 8, so as we saw with the Rikur, then you need 2 8 to testify the husband has died. It's a davar she'erva, something to do with the marriage process. It requires 2 8, but Chazal, based on chazakas and all the different logics, they allowed Erecha to testify, and they believed it. So now, once that's true, v'chidula, we have the lachavula, which then is applicable. Damra Ula, Kavakim Shemina Torah, Eid Echad, Reikan Shnayim. Whenever we give them one as to 1 8, he has halachic equivalence of 2 8. So the same way that's true, in the case of the Torah, gives them one as to 1 8. So we hear when the Chaman gave them one as to 1 8 based on Chazakas, etc., they gave it the full status of being believed like 2 8. So now when Erecha comes at the Machish, it comes and contradicts what he says. So it's one against two, because he has, the Eved says the husband has died, has the halacha equivalent of 2 8. Walks in an Erecha and contradicts and says, no, he didn't die. Your story, they're saying that he died, it's not true, that's not what happened. So it's one against two, because the first eight has a halacha like 2 8.
Why is the second aid not two? It says he didn't die.
But by Davar she'erva, when it comes to the issues of marriage, you need to wait it. Everything needs to wait it. That which an Eid Echad is believed to say that the husband died, we saw in Yevamos was a special tikkun of the Chachamim. Based on chazakah, yishadaika mitzvah, because we have a chazakah that the woman will take this and clarify it, etc. So based on that, Erecha is believed. The ones Erecha is believed in a place where you require to aid him, means we gave the first aid who said the husband died, the status of two. Because you require to aid him over here. Now, somebody walks in and says the husband didn't die. There's no session on the Chachamim gave to somebody who said the husband didn't die. So it's an Eid Echad and Davar she'erva. So Eid Echad is called Eid Echad. So it's one, yeah. But the first guy has it in like two. So it's one against two. So, and that's why by the case of Mace, Lotetze. So the case of Lotetze means an Eid Echad walked in against the first Eid Echad. So where it says it, the case is it was one against one. So why do you need the case of if she got married already? If she didn't get married, 1 8, which has a look like two, says the husband died. And then 1 8, which doesn't have a look like two, says the husband didn't die, so we say he's garnished. Let her go get married. Why is it only if she already married? She can stay married. Let her go lechatchila, get married. Now, the more answers, Mishum de Rav Asi. We would apply Rav Asi's halacha. Here the Rav Asi. Pasuk Mishnah says, "Hosei mimcha ikshes peh belozes ulazus swasayim harkek mimeko." So the pasuk says that just stay away from things that people are going to misinterpret and say negative things based on it. So going in and getting married, even though halachically the first eid is believed, the second one is not believed, but people don't necessarily, you know, in the world of gossip, in the world of misunderstanding, that doesn't stop people from talking. But she's married already, we're not going to say she has to leave her husband because of that. Now, if the case of the ratio was a case of one against one, so the case of Seifa also has to be one against one. So what's the case? Seifa, Erechelomer Nisgarsha, Erechelomer Lo Nisgarsha. The Torah never gave any special, the Chum never gave any special nemona, so one aid saying she's divorced. So both are saying, so one is saying she's got divorced, one is saying, no, she didn't get divorced. Now, the Gemara, Tavaya Beish is each Kamasadi. Nobody's, we don't know before, even we don't know beforehand that she's married. We don't have no, we have no prior knowledge. We have no independent verification about her marriage, marital status. Erecha comes and says, I know she's divorced. What is he saying? I know she was married. Erecha says, no, no, she wasn't divorced. What is he saying? I know she's married. So now we have to aid him that she's married. Both are testifying that she was married. Now it's going to work the other way around. The one who says that she's divorced is saying, claims she's divorced against two eidim, one of them being himself. He can't do that. Once you know she's an ish ish, we need two eidim to say that she was divorced. Okay, so this is all to explain Rabbi Yochanan's statement. Rabbi Yochanan differentiates between a case of Meis and a case of Nisgarsha. And Abai explained the case was a case of not two against two, but one against one. Rabbi's going to give a different explanation. See, the contradiction between the Reish and the Seifa and Rabbi Yochanan. Let's see Rashi first. The first Rashi in the Nearer Lines. Lo Teitzei L'Kamon Parach Trei B'Shininu. So how can you say Lo Teitzei? Even this is Lo Teitzei in the Braisa. Trei Trei, how can she say they married? So, Shabo Adam, later on Adam came, Shomer Loi Mesa, the husband did not die. Boshem Toli, Baal Savakoris is a Savakoris, so how could she stay married? The answer is Loi Lechem Ideha. She married one of the witnesses, Shomer Mesa, which he testified that she died. Then Oshem Toli, Elam Amisha, Liba Noikvoi, Boshem Toli to a person who has a doubt. I'm reportedly that he's saying I don't have a doubt. Versus what about the woman? We're answering Bemeres Borali. Ain't Libi Noikvi, Shiborali, Iloha Yakaim Hayabo. I have no doubt, and I'm confident, I'm willing to say confidently that had he still been alive, under the circumstances which I described, he would have come back. So by Tigam Allah Rabbi Yochanan, Abai explains Rabbi Yochanan's case is not a case of two against two, but Eid Echad. The version of Rabbi Yochanan's statement wasn't two Eidim saying this and two Eidim saying that, but rather the version was Ela Eid Omer, Eid Omer. So it was the case of Rabbi Yochanan wasn't that Rabbi Yochanan didn't say, quote, two Eidim which said. He said Eid, one Eid which said. So the Eid Echad says Meis and Nur Rabbanu Kibetrei. Chum gave him the monos like two. Loimar Meis. The Chum gave the Eid Echad, which says that the husband died. The status like two Eidim saying, the right to say Meis is he has equivalent to Eidim. Kibinu Yevamos Vishabatei Chermer Shigmar Talab Besayfa He Kal Talab Betri Lasa, because the consequences were so dire at the end, we were able to make all the beginning, being confident that the person wouldn't move, wouldn't proceed unless they were totally, totally confident. More says, if they don't let her go get married. And the more answers, no. Rashi said, "Hotsam imcho ikshus peh." Yivam is perak sheni. Let's say the case: one says that she's divorced, one says she's not divorced. So tzavar beishus ish komasadi. They both testified that she was married. Shnei meidim sheishus ish. So everybody agrees. Both are testifying she was married. Fine. Something more. Rava Omar. Rava is going to answer up the Stirna Birchanan that by two against two, by case of Misa, in this is Loi Seitze. Two against two, by case of Gerishin, in this is Teitze. Rav Amar Lo'olam Trei U'Trei Nino. The case wasn't like Abaye said there was one against one. No, it was two against two. So Kashem is two against two. Why? What's the consideration of the Sefer? The Rav Birchon, the Rav Shalom Menachem, Rav Yossi B'Gerishin. The Rav Abisa. Now, in the Brayos which you quoted before, we quoted the Chacham say, and this is Lo Seitze. If she got married, she doesn't have to get divorced. And we explained the case that she married one of her eidim, and she's saying, Borali, fine. In that case, even in that case, Rav Nachman Rav Yossi said, Teitze. He argued and said, Teitze. So, Zot the Gemara, Rav Yochanan, in the Mechlokes, in the Chachamim, and Rabbi Menachem, Rav Yossi, the Chachamim saying, in this case, if she did get married, Lord says she may stay married. She doesn't have to get divorced. And Rabbi Menachem Rabbi Yossi is saying, in this is Teitze, even if she got married, she must leave her husband. So Rabbi Yochanan did it. He made a hachra, he made a decision in his mind, and said, you know what? I'm going to accept Rabbi Menachem Rabbi Yossi's opinion in a case of Gerishin, and say, even if she got married, she must get divorced. I'm going to accept the opinion of the Chachamim in a case of Misa, in this is Lo Teitze. Okay. Now, why is it that the Rabbi Yochanan? So we have a basis for what Rabbi Yochanan is doing by saying Rabbi Yochanan is passing like Rabbi Nachman Rabbi Yossi in this scenario and like the Chachamim in this scenario. But the question is, okay, so we have a basis. Explain to me why I should do that. Why should I pass like one over the other in that scenario? So now, Rabbi Yochanan, the verse of Rabbi Nachman, where Yossi began below Rabbi Misa. Rabbi Yochanan found favor in his eyes, the opinion of Rabbi Nachum, Rabbi Yossi, by case of Gerishin, and not by case of Misa. Or it's my time. So why is it that? Misa and Yechela Machashtoi, Gerishin Yechela Machashtoi. The husband, she's claiming that the husband died, and I want to proceed further. Right? She's claiming that she got divorced. She wants to proceed further. Tweedim say she got divorced. Tweedim she didn't get divorced. She's saying, you know what? I know I got divorced. I'm ready to get married. Comes to the husband and says, I didn't divorce her. So she could say, but yes, you did. She has an answer. Right? To him say that the husband died. To say that the husband didn't die. She said, I feel calm, my husband died. The husband walks in and says,
I'm not dead.
I'm here. She says, no, you are dead. She can't argue on that case. So, in the case of Misa, we have to say, if she says boredly, she's confident, because if the husband walks in, she has no response. In the case of Gerishin, she always has a response. She can still claim she's divorced. It won't be believed. But she's not caught red-handed. So she could. So then we don't feel confident the fact that she's saying she's divorced. So we say, must be, it's true, because otherwise she wouldn't take a chance to be, you know, what's the chance? What's the problem? So the husband comes back, tells him, walking into the night, she'll still, that he's divorced. And she'll say, that's not true, I am divorced. So Mora says, okay, what are you saying? We're concerned that maybe the husband will walk in and say she's not divorced, and she'll lie back and say she is divorced. So the Mora, Micha Tzipa Kuli Hai, does she have that such a chutzpah? To tell her husband that she's divorced, knowing that she's not. We're saying, listen, in the case where she's saying this, not being confident that it's true, either because she's lying or because she's, you know, thinks maybe it worked out, etc. Right, now she's presented with an argument against it. But she has the chutzpah to say, no, even though it's true, even though it's not true. Vomer of Hamnuna. Isha Shomer Labala, Geresh Tani. Woman says to her husband, I'm divorced. Needs to wait. No, she's believed. Nemenis. She's believed. Chazaka in Isha Meiza Panev if Nebala. So she's believed. The woman walks in and says, in the presence of the husband, I know he gave me a get. If it's not true, she wouldn't do that. This chazaka, we're so confident of this chazaka, that this is true, that we're going to give her a nemanus based on this chazaka. The woman would not have the chutzpah to lie. And you're saying over here that we're afraid that maybe the woman's going to lie. And if the husband walks in, she's going to continue to deny it. Rafam Nunas is predicated on the fact that the woman would not say something falsely in the presence of her husband because it's such a chutzpah. And where it says the chilik is poshut. Over there, the woman is claiming she's divorced with no aiding to support her. Over here, she's claiming she's divorced with two aiding to support her. Two aiding are saying like her side. So the woman does say to her husband, I'm divorced, when there's no aiding. Here in Bezin, she says, husband, you divorced me. She has no support to her statement. What's happening over here? It must be true, because if it's not true, like it's such a wild chutzpah, a woman would not do that. Chazaka, that it must be that she's divorced, right? But over here, with the case we're discussing, Twitter is saying she's divorced. Twitter is saying that the man threw the woman a get, and the get landed closer to the woman. She's divorced. So he's saying, no, landed closer to the man. She's not divorced. She says, no, I'm divorced. So you wouldn't have the chutzpah say that. She feels comfortable doing that because there are Adim saying it like her. So over here, we don't have this chazaka. We have a concern that she might say this, not being truly confident that it's true. And therefore, she can't continue staying married with her second marriage. Chazaka Nisha Meiza Panem Bifnei Bala. So the more Hani Mili Hechadoleka Edim the Kamasayela. Do we have this Chazaka? Will we not have the Chutzpah in case where there are no Edim giving her support? So therefore, we say if she would have. She says it. If it's not true, it's a tremendous Chutzpah. Must be it's true. There are Edim which are supporting her. Meizu shall have the chutzpah. Okay, so that's the Rava's explanation of Rabbi Yochanan. Zot Rashi. Mitzayin echela machashta. If Yom Ba'ala, if the husband walks in. She can't say to him, you're dead, because obviously he's not. Therefore, since she knows that there's no recourse once the fellow shows up, so we have to assume, unless she feels fully borilo, she's truly for sure. She'll be scared. She won't take a chance to marry. So she got married. We said, whoa, it must be. She feels totally confident it's true. But if the husband says, I didn't divorce you, she'll say back, I got divorced. It's not true. You're lying. sorry, I skipped the line. Helcha Isharisula, if you allow her to stay married, some chashal should rely on the fact that she'll, even if it's not true, should rely on the fact that she could deny it in Beis Din. So she's willing to go ahead and get married based on the Hedim, feeling that, you know, if it doesn't work out, you know, I'll have what to say. So therefore, we don't feel confident that what she's saying is true. Okay. Okay, now we have a third explanation in what Rabbi Yochanan said, that two against two in the case of Misa, if she got married already, she could stay married. And in the case of Gerushin, even if she got married, she can't stay married. So we have two explanations. Rabbi Asi Amar Kigoyin to Amri Edim, Achshav Meis, Achshav Gerushin. They are coming and saying it happened today. So Misa Leka Levrura Gerish and Ika Levrura Nermina law im Isa the Haki Hava Aksi Lon Gitech. The woman can't claim, he divorced her today, so where'd she get? I lost it. What? You lost to get the day you got it? I'm not gonna believe that. So we have ways, they say, but there was a story 5 years ago, she got divorced. She says, where's the get? I don't know where the get is. Okay, that's very plausible. So we say, okay, it's two against two, we don't know. But if the case is that the Adam are claiming, she got divorced, they do everything, no, she didn't get divorced today. He's like, well, laddie, where's your get? I don't know. So we don't accept that. But Adam say that the husband died, and the husband didn't die. It just happened a few hours ago. So where's the body? That's not a kasha. You know, something happened. The whole thing is, you know, whatever. So there, we don't have any outside questions on the statement. It's a simple case of Trey on Trey, which we said a lot. If she got married, and she's boring, and he's boring, so she can stay married. But the case of Gerusha, there's an added component of a question, which makes why it's why she's she can't stay married. Let's just see Rashi. Actually, Meis Hayom, he died today. Lekalibur im Amru Tava B'mayim. Adam said that, well, he drowned. Ochari, he got eaten by an animal, a lion. Eno Yechelim Levara, the word, we can't go and say, well, you know, let's check it out. She can't get married, but she got married, she can stay. Again, like you said before, she married one of the Eidim. But by the case of the get, show the get. She's not believed to say she lost it in that short period of time. So if she can't produce the get, we have to say, I'm sorry, ma'am, must be it's not true. Okay.
She can't get married for a month anyway, right?
She can't get married.